For the second time, the U.S. Senate has approved a hefty public lands package that includes a land swap in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. It could increase the size of the Eisenbeck and Alaska Peninsula Wildlife Refuges by more than 61,000 acres in exchange for 206 acres sought by the community of King Cove. They want it to build a gravel road through designated wilderness to reach the all-weather airport in Cold Bay. Della Trumbull with the King Cove Corporation says a hovercraft the community currently uses doesn't work when the weather is bad.
I think what it means for us is the ability to have safe access between the two communities in the event of health, medevacs, and the other piece of it is just the ability to have safe access, period, because it's many people that live here are afraid to travel between the two communities.
The bill returned to the Senate today for a second round. It passed 2 months ago, but failed in the House last week by just a couple of votes. Trumbull says they're optimistic it will go through this time. All three members of Alaska's congressional delegation support the massive lands package, which is a collection of more than 160 public lands bills that affect all 50 states. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke on the floor just before it passed.
One of the measures in this public lands package that relates to my state is an issue we've been working on, a land exchange, for almost two decades now in an effort to try to find resolve. And through a great deal of compromise with the agencies, with public interest groups, with policymakers, we have a legislation that we believe works.
But environmentalists like Nicole Whittington Evans with the Alaska Office of the Wilderness Society say the Eisenbeck Refuge should be off limits to a road.
Values of Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge are internationally important, and a road has no place through the protected wilderness lands of Eisenbeck. This is a globally significant wetlands and wilderness area.
Whittington Evans says the King Cove community should be able to use the hovercraft they currently have to reach the Cold Bay Airport, which she believes is faster and safer than passage by road. The House should take up the bill as soon as next week. They only need a simple majority to pass it, which is expected. Even if the big lands package is signed into law, the King Cove Road is far from a sure thing. Today's bill says the Interior Secretary can decide whether the exchange is a good idea and requires an environmental impact statement on how a road would impact the refuge. Whittington Evans says environmentalists will continue to fight it.